This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have to root for the Ravens in that case just to make sure the Bengals are put away in the division? Like, I know we got to worry about ourselves, and we will here in a second. But do you kind of hope that that happens?
Ooh.
Yes?
You know what?
Yes.
I hadn't thought about that because you're right. The Bengals at 1-4.
Yeah.
Oof.
Like, I picked the Ravens to win the division, so it's not like okay, they'd be 3-2, I think, at that point, so they'd be on their way back. But for the Bengals, you got the Ja'Marr Chase situation. You have the T. Higgins situation. All right, what's going on with Joe Burrow? What's going on with Zach Taylor? If my team's going to be in turmoil, I want the Bengals to be in turmoil if there's a chance, certainly. So go right on ahead. I got to pull for the Bengals in this case coming up on Sunday. And we will talk to Mo Egger and Bob Haney and Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, coming up at 8 o'clock this morning during Around the AFC North. So you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. So does that make you root against Baker Mayfield? We avoided it like the plague on Monday. People were like, I can't believe how many calls did you get? Like my out-of-town friends, how many calls did you get on Joe Flacco and Baker Mayfield? I'm like one, and it wasn't even that bad. Do you end up rooting against Baker Mayfield because you know you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt? Like if he's on a good football team, he's played well. Out of the four games that they've played, he's played really well in three of them. Which one do you say do? Because like I'd love to say, well, I keep my head up high. I do think there's a lot of revisionist history. I know Dan Orlovsky was called out on that on social media. Andrew Hawkins has noticed, like, hey man, there are a lot of people who said that Baker was trash 3 years ago who are all of a sudden saying, well, I can't believe the Browns gave up on Baker Mayfield. And I have often wondered, because no one wants to believe me. And he's the owner of the team, so you can go ahead and blame the owner of the team because he's the owner of the team, and that's where the buck stops. But I will say it till my dying day. They really, really liked, the family really, really liked Baker Mayfield and wanted it to work out with Baker Mayfield, and they had to be sold on ideas to move away from him. And I do believe thoroughly that if Baker Mayfield would not have tried to make that tackle that day and didn't break his shoulder, I think Baker Mayfield would probably still be here.
But
I think he'd still be here.
Yeah, it's an all-time what if. The reality is there's never going to be nuance. There's never going to be nuance when we are talking about the most important position in sports, and we're talking about, you know, in the NFL, fans follow every team. They pay attention to every team, and the Browns going to make the Watson deal, this was going to be the consequence of that, was everybody was going to be rooting against you in every way. Your team was going to instantly become unlikable to the masses. Now, our fans, they waffle from day to day whether they care about whether people love us or whether they hate us. Sometimes they use it as a chip on the shoulder. Sometimes they get really frustrated with it.
Well, we did get used to the idea of not being good and have people having pity, which I hate pity, but a lot of people kind of got used to that
and
idea.
And that pity turned into, after the victory fridges, like the rest of the national people are like, hey, it's fun. The Browns are lovable again.
Yeah.
Hey, this is great. What a fun story. We're going to pick them as the sleeper. And then 2019 happened, and we remember the rest is history there.
Yeah. But it's got rough where it's one thing to not be good. It's another thing to not be good and have a lot of people like reveling in you not being good.
Which is what's happening now. And if Baker Mayfield continues to play good and they win their division and he goes on a playoff run and wins another playoff game or two, or dare I say somehow gets to the Super Bowl, yeah, you're gonna have to hear about you deciding to go in a different direction and then going and getting the guy you got, which so far it has not been good. And I've seen the numbers since he's been a Cleveland Brown. It's some of the worst in the league. I will say it was much better on Sunday, and I've noticed
he was better on
people
Sunday
that are looking at it. It went from theory, right? I mean, me and you know what we saw, but it went from theory with a lot of fans to I saw somebody at SpotTrack said, just watch the film. Like,
yeah,
Deshaun looked like Deshaun on Sunday.
Yeah, he looked
now,
good.
No one's going to want to hear that because you lost the game, and on the last play, he did something that
I got something to say again at 7 o'clock that you wanted me to reiterate that people are going to have to understand coming up at 7, too. But go ahead.
But you're right. Like, it's going to be really annoying. You're going to have to hear everybody, again, make fun of you because of the circumstances that we're in, which is you look like a team that is destined to have a terrible year so far through four games. You do. And Tampa Bay looks like they are riding high and looking like one of the most fun teams in the league. Sucks.
So do you pull against them because you don't want to deal with that?
I thought about that. And this is just petty fan stuff. Nothing personal with Baker. I mean, I only had a few run-ins with him when it was here. I know other people didn't exactly enjoy some of their run-ins with him media-wise. I know there are people in town, business-wise, loved Baker. Thought he was awesome. Thought he was man of the people and stepped up and the tips were great and just was a great guy to be around. So personal, you people are going to have their experiences.
You can't underrate a good tipper because they always remember a bad tipper.
They do. So, yeah, if I'm talking about the Browns getting the pub we want them to get, I mean, we just have to play better. But, yeah, this is not fun. This is not fun right now having Baker get all of these accolades and we're sitting here wondering what we're going to do with this contract. Sucks.
It does, but it doesn't make me. It just seems to be even pettier than it is. Like there are people out there who believe like the media ran him out of town. Well, the media does not have that much power, and if we had that much power, I'd be doing something else. That's not what it is. I have to focus on the Browns, and for better or for worse, the Browns have made their decision. I mean, I stay steadfast in that 2021 season. That if my future hinged on Baker Mayfield, I'd have been very nervous. And I agreed with Andrew Perry on being very nervous and everybody else on that level and wanting to make a move. Now, I did not want to make the move for the current quarterback. I was on record then. I'm on record now. However, the move was made to be in a much better situation, and it hasn't worked out that way. But Baker Mayfield and his success, I'm more interested in just the curiosity of it rather than being mad. I can't see him being a Super Bowl champion. Now, you can record that, and we'll see what happens. But I can't see him being a Super Bowl champion. It's always been Baker can really spin it, he can throw really good balls, and he can do all those things. But if you get a 6'3 defensive lineman right out the A-gap coming in his face, it's going to be a very big problem for him. And it was that way in Cleveland, and I think it could be that way in Tampa Bay. And I watch the way this offense works in Tampa Bay, and they're able to get the ball out quick. It goes left. It goes right. I don't think it goes across the middle as much. And I think that they're able to really work down the field. And because they have good weapons and because they have a good offensive line and because he's healthy and can throw the ball well, they're able to move the ball down the field. I mean, they picked apart. They made it look easy in the first half before they could even get their bearings with Philadelphia. I mean, they made it look easy before all that. So I can't. I'm not going to say, I wish him well and all this other stuff. No. I mean, it's tough to deal with. But I can't say, I root against him. I think that'd be very petty. Then it would be personal to the thought of, well, do you think you got him ran out of town? Do you think that? No, that's not it. And plus, I barely knew the guy whatsoever. I had very little interaction with him during his time here in Cleveland. So I can't put it that way. With Joe's kind of a different story. We had interaction with Joe. And for a short period of time, a lot of interaction with Joe. Mm-hmm. Like Joe. And if Anthony Richardson's going to keep getting hurt, which it seems to be his MO, it's like, all right, let's see what Joe can do. Even though I'm not necessarily the biggest Jim Irsay fan in the world, let's see what Joe can do.
I just, quick side note, I have to laugh. People are like, why aren't you making a bigger deal of the Browns letting Joe Flacco go? It's like, your plan of attack was really to have behind a quarterback we didn't know if his arm was going to be ready to start the season, a 39-year-old quarterback.
Well, I made
on what planet do you think that made sense?
Well, I made a big deal about it 11 months ago. Or 10 months ago when we said this wasn't going to stay.
Flacco came in and played well for three quarters.
Yeah.
Yes, nobody denies that he can do that for three quarters. We didn't know if our quarterback was going to be able to throw the ball further than 30 yards down the field because he didn't do anything in training camp.
I'll make a deal of it now, but I'm not going to make a big deal of it considering I made a big deal of it 10 months ago when I said I had to be the bearer of bad news for everybody that they weren't bringing him back. They weren't bringing him back. And I could see the logic in it. I might not want to agree with it because of the wins-losses thing, but I could see the logic in what they did, and I knew and accepted that they weren't going to bring him back.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there, and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.